弟兄姐妹们，朋友们，早安！好，有不少人回来哈，看到小东回来了哈。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. We've seen some of the brothers and sisters have returned from the summer trip.
Good morning.
早。
We are not really responsive to the church. Okay. Good morning.
Morning.
好，大家好。
Yeah.
我记得我小的时候读过马克吐温的一篇小说。
I remember when I was younger, I read a novel by Mark Twain.
他一本书叫《王子与乞丐》或者《王子与平儿》。
This book called The Prince and the Beggar.
故事讲的是一个王子邀请他的乞丐朋友到他那个王宫里去玩，城堡里。
This story talks about a prince. He invited a beggar to his castle to play.
玩得很过瘾的时候，我出于好玩的心态，他们就换衣服了。
When they were having so much fun, they decided to exchange clothing.
王子就把他的衣服拿来以后呢，给了这个，假设他是乞丐，给他穿上。
The prince took off his clothing and he put it on the beggar.
然后呢，那在这个故事后面就发展了有很多的戏剧发生。
So the story had developed.
所以很多人就把乞丐当王子，王子当乞丐。
So all the people thought the beggar was the prince and the prince was the beggar.
刚开始两个人都不太适应。
The beginning they were not used to it.
最后都适应了哈，那假王子像真王子一样。
And then later on they got very good at it. The beggar who pretended to be the prince, he really act like the prince.
所以乞丐就被驱逐，真正的王子被驱逐了王宫。
So the true prince, he was kicked out of the palace.
但我们知道，如果这个王子当时知道这个事情是这样发生的话呢，他绝对不拿这样玩笑来开哈。
So if the prince knew that was what was going to happen to him, he wouldn't have done it in the first place.
因这样的缘故，一个交换衣服，最后的失去他一切所拥有的。
Because of the exchange of their clothing, he lost everything he had.
在初代教会的时候呢，保罗也警告以弗所的年轻基督徒们。
In the early churches, Paul had reminded the church of the Ephesians.
他以极大的爱心来劝勉他们。
With his great love, he was advising them.
尤其在第四五章里面。
And especially in chapter 4.
他提醒他们要守住那个神给他们的尊贵的国度里的位分。
He told them that they need to keep their that they need to respect their position in the kingdom of God.
活出那个光明国度里面的王子和公主的身份的样子。
They need to live out their position as prince and princesses in the kingdom of God.
不要成为那个黑暗的俘虏，不要做这样的 exchange， 不要做这样的交换。
Not to be surrender like a
close exchange. 在这个弯曲悖逆的时代，成为基督的见证。
In this confusing world, becoming a testimony of Christ.
我们一同来看今天的经文。
Let's look at our scripture.
我们用单数节，我想。我们同声来念哈，就是说念英文的时候，大家一块念英文，我念中文也念中文，就是同时来念。当我们说第三节的时候呢，裴璐呢会带英文念第三节，我们中文也念第三节。然后呢，双数节呢，弟兄姐妹在下面，你们来念，就是会同声。Do I make myself clear? Or is it too lousy? OK, 那我们这样吧，我们前八节我们用英文来念。九到十四节用中文来念，好不好？以弗所书第五章，如果你打开今天周报，这周报一个功用，告诉你预备好今天讲章在哪里哈。
The Book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verses
三到十四节
，three through 14, for verses 3 through 9.
Yeah, through to the eight.
Three through 8.
是 reading English.
We will read in English.
单数节台上读，双数节下面读。
We will read the odd verses at the podium, and you read the even verses in the audience. Okay. Okay. But among you, there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality, nor of any kind of impurity, or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people.
Foolishness talk or the coarse joking.
For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a man is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Therefore, do not be partners with them.
好，我们国语也，我从双数来解，再重复念这第八节。从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女，请。总要查验何为主所喜悦的事。因为他们暗中所行的，就是提起来也是可耻的。所以主说，你这睡着的人应当醒过来，从死里复活，基督就要光照你了。我们一同来祷告。天父，我们来谢谢你，谢谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
用这段话来提醒我们。
Use these scriptures to remind us.
主您灵特别在这里同在。
That your spirit be among with us.
让我们做光明之子。
Let us be the children of light.
产生光明的果子。
To cause the fruit of the light.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
在以弗所说这段经文里哈，从第四章开始的时候，保罗在后面会涉及到很多具体的。人在这个世界上会建立的问题，比如说
In these scriptures, Paul had reminded us of many things we will experience in life.
一些特殊的问题，比如说夫妻的关系、家庭、子女的问题，还有老板、下属等所有这些人际关系。
Problems and situations we will run into in life, like the families.
Husband and wife.
Relationships. When Paul was trying to resolve this special issue, he's solving the issues that each one of us would face in life.
其实每个人都要面对的就是我们跟神和他的国的关系。
All of us would face the situation of us with the Lord.
换句话说，刚刚我们念这段经文里头三到八节哈，讲的是说一个光明的子女，我们是上帝光明的子女，我们应该是活在光明里头，而不是在黑暗里面。道理很简单，虽然说了很多。
In these scriptures, Paul talks about that we should be the light.The children of the light, not of darkness.
同样的，都到第七到十三节的时候，或到十四节的时候。
In verses 13 and 14.
他更进一步。
Even he took a further step.
他说，光明的子女不仅不被黑暗吞没，还要成为黑暗里面的光。
He said, as children of light, not only should we not be taken by darkness.But we should bring light into darkness.
这很有意思，一个人生的优先次序。
This is very interesting about the order of our life.
我们可以把第一部分称为是生命之果。
The first part we can refer to as the fruit of the life.
在这一部分里头，我们看到第五节到第八节特别说到。
In verses 5 through 8, it mentions.
过去你们跟基督和神的国都是无份的。
in the past we had no part in the kingdom of God.
从前你们是暗昧的，如今，但如今你们在主里是光明的。
In the past we were in darkness, now we are in the light.
行事为人就当像光明的子女。
Through our deeds we become the children of God.
再说一个问题，说我们的身份决定我们的生活方式。
And our identity determines our lifestyle.
俗话说，不是一家人不进一家门，对吧？
So if you are not part of a family, you don't step into.
于静来到我们中间的时候，我就特别发现，说他怎么他儿子跟那么像啊？两个就是一抬眼睛都是一个德性啊，不是一个好样子啊，不是那个。
When our brother came, I noticed that his daughter looks exactly like him.
但第八节提到说，你们从前你们是暗昧的。
In verse 8, it talks about in the past we were in darkness.
这里不讲我们，不仅仅我们是在黑暗里面。
Not only do we live in dark.
他讲我们是黑暗的一部分。
And we were part of the darkness.
这是保罗为何讲我们说原来跟上帝的国跟基督无关。
That's why Paul mentions that we had no inheritance in the kingdom of God.
基督是世上的光。
Christ is the light of the world.
但是我们在黑暗里跟他无关。
So in darkness, we had no part with him.
基督的国是在神的光照耀之下，在基督光照耀之下。
The kingdom of God is shines through Christ.
黑暗的人不可能在里面。
If you're in darkness, there's no way you can be with him.
没错，在我们过去是在黑暗的王国里。
So it's true. In the past, before we knew Christ, we live in the darkness.
我记得我刚信主的时候，有一次有我们教会来了一个讲员。
I remember when I first accepted Christ, and we had a speaker in our church.
他帮我澄清了这个观念。
And he really clarified this point.
他大概是这样说的。
He said it this way.
他说哈，我们做错事是因为我们人本身有问题。
He says that when we when we make mistakes, when we do things wrong, it's because there's something wrong with us already.
我们之所以说谎，是因为我们自己是说谎者。
We lie because we were liars.
我们对父母不孝，因为我们是不孝的儿子和不孝的女儿。
We didn't honor our parents because we were dishonorable children.
就总之一句话，我们犯罪是因为我们本身是罪人，而不是因为我们犯了罪，我们成为罪人。
The reason we sin is because we were sinners already, not because we sinned and then we were called sinners.
我知道这是很不愿意听的一句话。
I know that's hard to digest. 因
为我们从亚当夏娃承接了这个。
This is all inherited through Adam and Eve since birth.
生来具有的。
Ever since we were born.
我记得我刚开始信主的时候，别人来给我讲这个，尤其是福音，我做福音朋友的时候，起初拒绝福音的一个原因。
I remember when a friend told me about this at the beginning.
I refuse it.
I refuse it.
因为他就说到这个好消息之前的这个坏消息。
So prior to the good news, and he shared this bad news with me.
我打个比方让你明白我的心情啊。
For example.
我们都喜欢别人讲我们的孩子，有不同的话语来讲我们的孩子。
We all love to.
同样是一件错事，这孩子怎么讲，感觉不一样。
We all love to hear good things about our children from others.
有个人对你这样说他的你的孩子，他说你这孩子啊是挺淘气，干了不少坏事，但是呢，这孩子本质不错。改他就好了。
Somebody would say, or your child is kind of naughty and he's done a lot of bad things. But however, his true nature is still pretty good. He can be easily corrected.
这个孩子偷了他们家东西，然后被抓住以后，这是他跟他家长之间的这样的一个交锋哈。
So that may be something you hear if your child has stolen something from others.
但是如果你听，你一般人不说这样的话，跟那个家长的都是说给别人听的。下面你听我说这个话。
Well, for another example.
他说啊，这孩子看上去挺懂事的，我从来没见过他干什么坏事。
This child he seems to be a good kid. I haven't seen anything wrong done by him.
但是我昨天发现这小子一肚子坏水。
But yesterday I realized he's really got a wicked heart.
说没救了。
He cannot be saved.
这种话你敢跟他父母讲吗？
Would you say that to a parent?
这是我跟你说为什么当时福音讲到说你是罪人的时候没人愿意听的。
That is why when you hear the gospel originally that we are sinners, that is hard to accept.
但是圣经是 so penetration, 他说世人都犯了罪亏缺了神的荣耀。
But in the Bible it says all of us have fallen short of God's glory.
他说没有一个义人。
There is no one righteous person.
这是坏消息。
That's the bad news.
但是保罗接着说但是如今在主里你们是光明的。
But Paul continues that today you are in through Christ where we live in the light.
感谢主，在座的人，包括上这几个星期决志归主的人。
We thank God for all the brothers and sisters who have accepted Christ and for those who have accepted Christ.
所以神的仆人，我说恭贺你。
As a servant of Lord, I congratulate you.
因为你已经出黑暗入光明了。
Because you have come out of the darkness into light.
因为上帝的恩典不是因为我们的善行。
It's not because of our good deeds. It's because of the grace of God.
借着我们的悔改信靠这位光的本体耶稣基督。
Through
But through the repentance of faith, by relying on the Christ, He's the light itself.
Light of Christ.
你我也成了光的一部分。
We have become part of the light.
这是极大的好消息。
This is a great news.
Amen.
Amen.
我们有了一个不可动摇的一个身份。
We have an unshakable identity.
成为光，光明的儿女。
Becoming light of children of light.
所以保罗在这里讲，就是因着这样的一个身份，就决定我们一个相应的生活方式。
So because of this identity, we have to have a comparable lifestyle.
他说，行事为人就应该像光明的子女。
Through our behavior, our lifestyle, we should become children of light.
换句话说，在基督里的身份决定了我们的生活方式。
So through the identity of in Christ, it determines our lifestyle.
然而，接下来我们要来看第二个方面，反过来来说。
So in another aspect, in other words,
我们的生活正是反映出我们的身份。
Our lifestyle reflects our identity.
这个第三节、第五节之间说到说，至于淫乱并淫秽或者贪婪，在你们中间连提都不可提。方可和圣徒的体统。
In verses it mentions, be among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality, nor of any impurity, nor of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people.
他说淫词妄言和嬉笑的话都不相宜，总要说感谢的话。
Nor should there be any obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather Thanksgiving.
第五节说，因为你们确实知道，无论是淫乱，是污秽，是有贪心的。
In verse 5, for of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person.
接受他说，有贪心的就与拜偶像一样，这在十诫里提到，拜偶像是什么样的罪？
Such a man is an idolater.
所以基督徒，我们的身份，或者说我们已经有的新的那个性情，经常会提醒我们。
So as a Christ, Paul reminds us constantly.
什么是最终之乐？什么是在圣灵中的喜乐？
What is happiness? What is a sinful happiness? What is a true happiness?
我记得李红军有一次讲到一个比喻，一个信主前和信主后的改变。
I remember Brother Hong Jun had talked about how he was before he became a Christian.
他说他自己还没说别，他说我原来是猪，就特别喜欢在猪圈里滚。
He said in the past I used to be a pig in the pen.
然后呢，但是呢，我成了信主以后成为羊了。
And after I accepted the Lord, I became a sheep.
羊是很干净的，这个排泄物。
Sheep are much cleaner.
其实我们的外在的这种生活呢，我相信是反映我们内在的身份。
So our lifestyle on the outside does reflect our identity inside.
基督徒知道所有的罪神都厌弃了。
As Christians, we know all of our sins that the Lord has redeemed.
Yeah, 每一个罪都可以被赦免。
All of our sins he has redeemed.
但是罪有程度的不同。
But there is different degrees of sin.
你如果注意到我刚刚说第三到第四节里头有强弱了，他至于他讲到淫乱，他污秽或者贪婪，他说在你们中间提都不可提。
In verse three, it says
这很强烈的。
There's not even a hint of sexual immorality or impurity or greed be among you.
他说淫词妄言嬉笑这些话不相宜，他说你要说感恩的话，这就比较弱一点。
So no obscenity, foolish talk, but rather of thanksgiving.
简言之，保罗概括这个说，我们要一个和圣徒的体统，总要有感恩，在所有的场合下来表达我们的内在的身份。
So Paul talks about how through all of our behavior, we need to have a thanksgiving heart.
李锦平这段时间很不容易。李锦平 the sister 锦平 is not easy. 因为先生去拆船了。
Because her husband is on a mission trip.
所以发现她非常的虚弱。
So she's.
那黄宇斌说她虚弱的时候，就会说你这两天可能又没查经了，所以你就虚弱。
So her husband said probably you have maybe you have not read the Bible lately. That's why.
不是她现在的情况，但有的时候他们俩开玩笑，他们俩经常开玩笑。
They were joking.
他就说那你本相就露出来了。
So it reveals your true nature.
人呢是可以伪装的，但是日久见人心。
So for a short period of time, maybe we can pretend, but in the long term, it does reveal our true nature.
纸包不住火。
Paper cannot cover up the fire.
1997年，美国有一个影片上映。
In year 1997, there was a movie out.
这个叫《换脸》（Face Off）， 不知道多少人看过。
It's called Face Off. How many of you have you seen it?
不少 movie 狗耳哈 ，Face Off。OK。那这是尼克拉斯和这个 John， 他们两个都蛮有名的演员演的。
The main actors are John Travolta and Nicolas Cage。
正面主角是一流的 FBI 的警官。
The hero of the movie is the he's an FBI agent。
反角呢是谁都治不了的一个恶棍。黑帮头。
On the opposite side, the villain.He's the leader of a mafia.
当警方把这个黑帮的头子啊和他弟弟抓住的时候，这个头子啊已经是属于这个植物人状态。
When the police had captured the villain, he was in a vegetative state. He was captured with his brother.
但警方很关键一点东西拿不到，就不知道他们一个大的爆破计划在什么地方。
However, on the FBI, they did not know what their master plan was.
所以他们有一个高明的医生，换脸术的医生，就有一个大胆的建议，说你要换这个脸，换他的脸。我可以叫你换完一丝不动，然后声音都一样，然后你打入这个做犯人跟他的弟弟啊，也许能够套话套出来。
So they had a brilliant plastic surgeon.And the plastic surgeon told the FBI agent that in order for you to penetrate their system, you have to pretend to be the bad guy.
So you change their faces. 对，警官那个侦查了之后呢，最后终于告别他的太太，说他有一个长期的出差，然后去做这个手术了。
So the FBI agent he said goodbye to his wife, and he told her he's going to be away for a long time, and then he.Went through the surgery.
故事的看点就在于这个植物人醒了。
The climax of the movie is that when the mobster he woke up.
他醒来以后发现他自己没脸了。
He woke up. He realized he didn't have a face.
他一发现那边有一个那个警官的脸，他知道什么事情发生了。
And he saw the face of the FBI agent, and he knew what had happened.
他让这个人把他关好，装好以后呢，把这个高明的医生和这个知道内情的这个秘密的事件的全杀了。
He forced the plastic surgeon to put on the FBI agent's face on him, and then he had killed them.
换脸到了高潮，就是坏人变成好人，好人变成坏人。
So in this movie, we have the good guy became the bad guy, and the bad guy became the good guy.
但有一件事，他们之间的同事都很有察觉。
But there's still differences in the people surrounding them.
从来不对下属动粗的这个警官啊，警官哈、啊，现在就经常会调戏妇女，对他的其他的下属。
The FBI agent he never harassed any female, and then he was
那从来不抽烟的这警官呢，回家以后吐烟圈一个一个，对他女儿哈、啊、就这么吐。
And this FBI agent he never smoked before, and now he's a big smoker.
那个越狱的警官哈、啊，就是那个看上去像强盗那个呢，出来以后呢，这个对追杀他的警察从来不开致命的枪的。都打腿上了。
So the FBI agent now who looks like the villain when he tries to kill the police officers he tries to miss the police officers.
然后呢，他没办法就躲到黑帮的时候遇见了那个黑帮首领的情妇，跟他在床上戏的时候非常尴尬，他不知道怎么来对待这个错爱。
The FBI agent.He didn't know how to react to the love shown by the lover of the villain.
所以当这个追杀到一个警进屋的时候，他舍身救了那个黑帮情妇的小儿子。
He had actually saved the son of the mobster.
的确，换脸这两个人物方式哈，不断的反映两个人真正的里头的身份是什么。
So through after they exchanged faces.But it constantly reveals what their true nature is inside.
这有两个要点，我跟你们讲。一个就是说，真正的东西是遮不住的。
There's two points here. It talks about for your what is true, you cannot cover it up.
还有一个是那个中间的一个对白，我现在还记得。
And there's another point I still remember.
就当那个警官做完那个换脸术以后，看到那个黑帮的那个脸。
When the FBI agent when he put on the villain's face,
因为这个人曾经在想谋杀这个警官的时候呢，误杀了他五岁的孩子。
He remembers when the bad guy when the bad guy was trying to murder him, he accidentally killed his son.
他醒来之后，整个大发疯，最后抓那个医生摇说：“等我把这个问题执行完了，你把这个 face。”给我毁了，让我永远不要再见他。
When he saw that face, he was going crazy, and he was urgently telling the plastic surgeons that when I'm finished with my assignment, I want you to destroy this old face.
这是保罗说的，你们连提都不可提的意思，说你心里见了他就恨恶。
So that's what Paul is talking about here, that you cannot even mention it when you think about it, you feel with hatred.
我们是光明的子女。
We're the children of light.
所以我们生活在光明中。
So we live in the light.
而不是在黑暗里。
Not in the darkness.
然而保罗没有停在这里。
And so Paul did not stop here.
他进一步说基督徒做光明的子女。
Said as Christian, we are the children of light.
我们不仅仅不该被黑暗吞没。
We should not be taken by the light.
而且还要将光明带入黑暗里。
But we should bring light into darkness.
改变周围的人和周围的事。
Change the people around us and the things we do.
简而言之，不仅基督徒要有生命之果。
We're not only the fruit of the light.
The inner life. Also, we could have the testimony and outside. 所以这时候我们就来看下面一个要点，保罗讲的第二个要点。
There's another point here, second point.
光明之子不被黑暗所吞没，反而要胜过黑暗。把光明带入黑暗。
As the fruit of, as the children of light, we should not be taken by the darkness, but bring light into darkness.
当我们带进来的会产生在保罗这里讲到两个效果。
There are two effects here.
第一个效果。
The first effect.
他说我们在污染的环境来表明我们见证是真实的。
In this polluted environment, we give testimony of what is true.
这个第六节、第七节和十一节说到说不要被虚浮的话语起哄，这些事神的愤怒必临到那些悖逆之子。第七节说，所以你们不要与他们同伙。
In verses 6 and 7 says, let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them.
第十一节讲到说，暧昧无益的事不要与人同行。
In verse 11, have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness.But rather expose them.
这个在讲什么？
What's talk? What is it talking about?
他应该是先，如果不要念 expose 的话，我们在讲先是防卫。
Before exposure, we talk about.
多少人看了世界杯了
？Be on guard. How many people watch the World Cup?
哇、oh, ，就这么几个人啊！哦、oh, ，OK， 还不少不少。OK， news 比较多哈。我是看的哈，场场不是每场不落，不过基本上都要看剪辑哈。但有一点，我看到说意大利人拿冠军不是偶然的。
I really feel when Italy took the World Cup, it was not by accident.
他们防守反击做的是非常之好，淋漓尽致。
They are brilliant on their defending strategy.
所以当美国人都说，哎，我们跟意大利打平了，意大利自己踢进去一个，踢进自己的，别人都意大利从来没丢球。美国人也很自豪这么说，虽然他输了。
I'm sorry.
That's okay. You understand. OK， 作为基督徒哈，愿意做好人，不愿意轻易得罪其他的人。
As Christians, of course, we want to do a good deeds, and we don't want to easily offend people.
这是好的。
That's a good thing.
但是我们一定要注意我们的底线，我讲防卫。
But we have to know what is the bottom line.
这个里讲了两个 bottom line.
There
两个底线。
Mm-hmm.
第一十一节讲说，无益的事不要与人同行。
Verse 11 have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness.
第七节说你不要跟他同伙。
And 7 says, do not be partners with them.
我这里就想起来诗篇第一节，我们今年的主要经文。
I remember Psalm 1, verse 1.
他说不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位。
He says, do not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat.
听说这里有没有程度的不同啊？
Do you feel there are various degrees here of sin?
一个是同行，被引诱，不从恶人的计谋，对不对？
One is
partnering
with them.
第二个呢，我不占罪人道路，就是伙同行动，主动跟他一块同伙同犯啊。
And the other is not walk in the counsel of the wicked.
最后的时候在以弗所没讲，但是在诗篇讲到成为头目了，上去下不来了，黑帮头子哈。
Or stand in the way of sinners or sit in the seat of mockers.
这三个 degree 经常是基督徒很可能不会走到最后，但是经常在第一个就出去了。
But it's easy for us to take the first step.
所以主导文要我们不要遇见试探。
So we should notShould avoid temptation.
我们会不会被这个人虚浮的话语哄骗，别人一拉就走呢？
Are we easily tempted
会不会
by or?
很多人说不会哈，我跟你学一学哈。有个朋友打电话哈。
When you call by a friend.
他这么说，他说：“哎，陈彪啊，今天那个 Waterfall Lake 啊，那个 mall sale.
I said, the pastor, there's a sale at the Waterfall Lake Mall.Just today.
你怎么回答呢？当然我说我得去教会啊，我刚信主啊。
What do you say? I say, oh, I just believe in God.
哦，教会我也去过。
Say, I've been to church before.
别那么死心眼，耶稣都说了。
Don't be so stubborn. That's what Jesus said.
时候到了，拜父的用心灵和诚实拜他。
When the time comes, you worship him with the spirit.
不在这山，也不在那庙，也不在教堂里啊，是他家的。
You don't need to worship him on a mountain, a temple, or in a church.
你想，陈彪，你跟着我走哈，你一边唱赞美诗，一边给上帝省钱，多奉献一点，多好啊。
So if you come with me, you can sing your hymns at the same time.
Let's go.
And save money and you can offer to church.
Yeah, 我们经常有的时候是一个 good intention 会显到这里头去。
So sometimes it does reveal our good intention.
但保罗在这里讲说防卫最好的防守的办法是什么？
Paul states here, what's the best way to be on your guard?
在防卫中，我觉得他最好的护心镜就是他讲到的光明所结的果子地有结。
He's talking about the fruit of the light in verse 9.
对，在这里头他提到了良善、公义和诚实这三件事。
There are three things about the fruit of the light. It consists of goodness, righteousness, and truth.
在我们污染的这个神话环境里面
，in this polluted environment,
最能表明我们的见证的真实性就是我们的那个果子，也是我们最好的保护。
Represents the fruit of the light.
这就是三个品格对我们产生保护是难以想象的。
These three things we should always remember and
keep in mind. 拿诚实来说吧，当你来写你的 professional 的 resume 的时候，你怎么写
？When you write your resume, how do you do it?
很多人告诉你说，不说谎话办不成大事哈，连标奖的哈。
Many people said if you don't exaggerate, then you can make great things happen.
但是圣经说诚实会成为你的保护。
But in the Bible it says being honest it's your protection.
在这个恶意诡诈的世界，你包括那些看 resume 的人也很聪明的，你不要以为你能把他骗过去。
Those who read a resume, they're
基本上当你在改变的时候，电话 interview 把你一半的问题都给解决了，是真的假的，一下就知道。
So many times when they conduct a phone interview, many things will be revealed.
是让诚实保护你，还是让谎言来支配你？这个是基督徒的一个 fruit.
Do you want your honesty to protect you, or your exaggeration to extend you?
Yeah. 还有，我们来看良善。
Let's talk about A goodness or a kindness.
如果有一个人愿意在背后说三道四的人
，If somebody does a lot of gossiping,
到你耳朵了以后，你会怎么办
？When that goes into your ear, what do you do?
我想智者或者说闲话抵御智者，很多都是因为这样的缘故。他有那个良善，知道说背后说人的话不好，说你请当面跟他说好不好
？If you're wise, you would tell that person it's not.Good to talk about people on their backs. It's better to tell them in person.
所以最好的那个护心镜哈，就是我们的那个 character.
So our best the mirror of protection is our heart.
他现在找那个特别准的词那个词句，所以比较困难。
Sorry.
还有一个呢，第二个果效。
And the second effect.
这光明的见证，它会显明那个暗昧之事的可耻。
The light, the fruit of the light, it will expose the shamefulness of the dark.
第十一节说，暗昧的事不要与人同行，倒要责备行这事的人。
Verse 11 have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness.
十二节后面
but expose them.
说。就是提起来也感到可耻。
So it is even shameful to mention it.
光有防守是不够的。
Not only do we need to be on our guard.
神的国在进展的过程中，他用许多的方式，其中一个就是用他的子民。
The kingdom of God uses many methods, and one of the ways is the children.
这个就是进攻。
This is how we
attack. 首先，什么是暗昧的事呢？我们得了解，别搞错了哈。
So what are really the deeds of darkness?
黑暗对人的影响是多方面的。
There are many. There are the deeds of darkness.
我举一个例子，很多的弟兄或者很多的 男人被网上的黄色的图片控制。
Many brothers have been influenced by.
也许我们在座的也有。
Pornography on internet. So maybe even some of us.
当这样东西出来，这是很危险的一件事情。
This is extremely dangerous.
我听过一个新闻讲到说，Newsweek 他们去采访这个十一二岁的孩子，说他们在上网的时候，无形中都会看到这些东西。
I've seen in the news it was talking about teenagers, not even teenagers, about 11, 12 years old, those kids who surf the internet and they will run into those people.
他们从来不会跟爸爸妈妈讲的。
They will never mention this to their parents.
但是你想想，这样一个孩子或这样一个成人，当他被这个东西影响的时候，在他整个这个人生产生什么样的变化？
So when you think about a child who's influenced by an adult like that, and an adult who's doing on such a thing, what kind of effects would it have on them as a person?
他的标准、心灵、行为、意志、情感、智力、体力都会受影响。
Their living standard, their will. Their spiritual well-being, their morality, their behavior, their emotions, intelligence, and their strength, everything's affected.
我们不用讲，每个人都会感受到。
No, everybody can understand that.
昨天晚上我跟英强执事去参加了一个聚会，是英国来的一个牧师讲英国那边的和德国那边的福音需要。
Last night I went to a meeting with Brother In Chang. It was talking about the gospel in Great Britain.
Yeah, 他去了以后，他就说他在一个教会里，他们下午有一个婚姻讲座，都是基督徒。
He was talking about in one afternoon how they had a wedding.
The marriage counseling.
Marriage counseling.
他就讲到说，就是说的婚姻中的没有结婚之前的同居是不合圣经的教导的。他就说了这件事。
And he was talking about prior to your wedding, when you live together, that's not proper.
Tom 后面两个人站起来就出去了。他不知道他说什么了，他不知道。
The two people they in the church they left. They didn't know what he was talking about.
说他们讲说那两个是基督徒。
And they said that they are Christians.
你知道在英国没有多少有牧师的，整个欧洲哈，翟丽他们过去教会做过欧洲的事情，欧洲有150万的人的华人，可是大概只有100个牧师。
In Europe or including England,
还不如加州多。
There's not many Chinese pastors. They have 1.5 million Chinese.
求主怜悯我们。
Only about 100 pastors. So
我们要被这些暧昧的事缠住。
So we should not be confined by the deeds of darkness.
那其次，我们不仅要看什么是暧昧的事，要看对基督徒来说，怎么样来责备这些暧昧的事。
So how do we expose those deeds of darkness?
十三节给我们一个 hint.
In verse 13,
他说：“凡是受了责备，就被光显明出来，因为一切能显明的，就是光。”
But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for it is light that makes everything visible.
责备啊，不是什么，我来讲哈。责备不光是对不公义的事指正完就算了。
When we talk about exposing them, it's not just bring them to light.
你对那个烟鬼和酒鬼，你可以讲一个论文哈。
For some people who are smokers and alcoholics, you can tell them a lot of these principles.
用统计学、医学、人类危害，你讲抽烟害人，然后那个喝酒害人害己。
You can share with them about the harmful effects that will have on themselves and on the people around them.
这是不够的。
And it's not enough.
他们不是不想改变，他们是没有能力改变。
It's not that they don't want to change; it's that they don't have power to change.
责备是什么？
How do we expose them?
责备是用真理和证据使人信服，就是 persuaded。
So we use the truth and the evidence to convince them.
展开来讲，就是基督要把基督照在人身上和他们的环境里面。
We let the light of the Lord shine upon them.
不仅要讲到罪，而且有那个同理心，讲到我们自己在罪中的挣扎。
Not only do we talk about their sin, but we talk about our struggles with the sin ourselves.
而且我们在国度中被赦免以后的自由。
And we talk about the freedom of salvation.
光的一个功能就是让人不得不服气。
One of the functions of light is that it convinces us.
因为它使一切的黑暗被照开，然后显明出来。
It reveals it shines light will shine it will bring light into all the darkness.
我想保罗在十四节引用了旧约。
In verse 14.
来解释耶稣基督的复活，来怎么样使死人复活。
It talks about how the dead was awake.
在以赛亚书九章二节和以赛亚书二十六章十九节，你听我念就好了。就表达了刚刚十四节说的这一段。
In in the books of Isaiah 9:2 and Isaiah 26:19, it talks about how the dead was awake.
他说，在黑暗中行走的百姓见了大光。
He said the people walking in the darkness have seen a great light.
住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们。
And on those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has.
保罗不仅知道这个，我想他自己也是被光照的一个圣徒。
So Paul is one of the apostles who was shown light was shown.
当他去迫害教会的时候，是圣灵的光照耀了他。
When he was destroying the church, it was the light of the spirit that was shown on him.
保罗完全看不见了。
He couldn't see at all.
等他眼睛再睁开的时候，看见是一个不同的世界。
When he opened his eyes, it was a different world he saw.
以赛亚书二十六章十九节说
，Isaiah 26:19.
死人要复活，尸首要兴起。
But your dead will live; their bodies will rise.
睡在尘埃的要兴起唱歌，歌唱。
You who dwell in the dust, wake up and shout for joy.
因你的甘露像菜蔬上的甘露，地也要交出死人来。
Your dew is like the dew of the morning. The earth will give birth to her dead.
我们怎么样来使人醒过来？
How do we wake up people?
讲福音给他们听。
And we share the gospel with them.
知道他们的情景是怎么样。
We understand their circumstances.
我记得我跟一个餐馆的人传福音的时候，我现在觉得还挺得意的。
When I share the gospel
神恩典，我给他讲。
With somebody who worked in a restaurant.
他原来是艺术家，拉二胡的，拉特好。
He used to be a musician.
跟大家讲过，然后呢，他现在做餐馆，他就觉得特没价值。
So now he's working in a restaurant. He felt worthless.
然后被人赶来赶去的那种感觉。
So
吆喝来吆喝去。
He was being pushed around by people.
然后我说，哎呀，你这个是好专业啊。
I said you're in a great field.
我说这倒不容易哈。我说
that's hard.
他说牧师多好啊，牧师讲完道就回家了。
So it's great to be a pastor. When I'm done with my sermon, I get to go home.
其实我不是那样的哈。
But of course not.
但是呢，我就说哈，我这个哈，你要看我现在是比较长，我可能能讲到六十岁哈。但是你餐馆的哈，永恒中都有用的。
So if you
他什么意思
？When you work in a restaurant, you can have a job forever.
我说哈，我呢讲到讲结束就完了，到天堂的时候不用讲到了，每个人都知道主的。
So when I preach, it doesn't last forever. When we go to heaven, we don't need to preach anymore.
但是呢，在新天新地里还要吃喝的。我说你永远不失业的哈。
But in heaven, we still need to eat and drink, so you never.
但我跟他讲的福音就是希望，对不对？简单说，给他盼望。
So I was giving him hope.
那个福音的光哈，照在一个人生和他的经历里面，让我们看见基督是答案。
So the light of the gospel shines on a person, and we will see Christ through him.
圣经有句话，耶稣是道路、真理、生命。
And the Bible says, Christ is the way, the light, and the truth.
为什么我说耶稣是答案呢？
So why do we say Jesus has the answer?
道路是方法，怎么走出这个黑暗？
The way is a method. How do we walk out of the darkness?
真理是标准，让我们知道什么是善恶。
The truth is a standard, so we know what is good.
但是那个生命是给我们能力爬出来的。
So through life, it gives us power.
所以我们学校的 Dr. Tismark 他来解释这段经文的时候，他这样说。
So a doctor in our school stated this way.
他说，基督唯有基督，他提供了榜样，提供了动机，提供了能力，战胜黑暗。
So only through Christ he provides us with power, wisdom, to overcome the darkness.
王子和乞丐的故事大家是很熟悉。
The story of the prince and the beggar we may be very familiar with.
但是在上帝救赎的整个的故事里面，计划里面。
But through the great plan of the salvation.
也有一个天上的王子。
There's a prince in the heavenly kingdom. And there's many beggars in the world.
这些乞丐是在黑暗中的，是黑暗的一部分。
And the beggars are part of the darkness.
所以他没有办法脱离黑暗的控制。
So we and the beggars have no way to leave the darkness.
但是这个王子因着爱的缘故，选择离开他天上的城堡。
But because of love, the prince in the heavenly kingdom, he left his palace.
成了乞丐中的一位。
He became one of the beggars.
这不是为了好玩。
It's not because of fun.
而是为了达成天父的旨意。
It's because of to fulfill the Heavenly Father's will.
为了给那些乞丐换上洁白光明的衣服。
He's doing it for those beggars so they can be clothed.
让他每一个都成为光明的儿女，光明的王子，光明的公子。
So for every one of them, they can
prince.
So they
公主。
So they can become prince and princess of light.
不是一般的公主。
Not just the,
不是一般的王子
an average prince,
是宇宙君王的公主和王子
as the prince and princesses of the whole universe.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
dear brothers and sisters,
醒来吧
let's wake up.
我们是光明的儿女
we're the children of light.
活在光明里面
we live in the light.
而不活在黑暗里面
we don't live in the darkness.
我们是光明的儿女，所以不被黑暗所胜过。
We live in light, so we will not be taken by darkness.
我们要光照进黑暗里，黑暗不能胜过光。
So we use light to shine on darkness, not let the darkness overtake us.
愿主帮助我们。
God help us.
成为光和盐。
To become the light and salt of the world.
将基督的光给那些仍然在黑暗中的乞丐。
Let the light of Christ be shined on the beggars in the darkness.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们来谢谢你。
Dear brothers and dear God,
谢谢你
thank you.